take the first case under advisement is number one, 9,631. And that's requesting for the air condition. I mean, requesting 3/4 acre lot. Ditch, the ditch.
Double ditch.
The ditch.
Ditch.
I think that she should clear just from her property line, but not be to do the whole ditch. I think he wants to do the whole ditch, and I can't go along with that. But he was talking.
No, along her.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood him then. I thought you were saying the whole ditch.
She said.
Along.
Oh, she did.
Along the property.
Common line, or the com, we call it the common property line, whatever. Yeah, I can go along with that.
I got a little problem with that, though.
Yeah.
And all that stuff she didn't put in there either.
Well, maybe she didn't, but I don't think he did. So probably the former owner was responsible for that stuff going in there. She bought the property.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be no different than if you bought a property with oil tanks underground. It's your responsibility to clean it up.
This is his one and maybe only opportunity to get it cleaned up, so that's probably why he's here.
Right. Mm-hmm. On a private ditch, that's his responsibility.
Sure.
Let me tell you a couple concerns I have before you finish off. Number one, he confirmed several times the ditch is entirely on his property.
Right.
I'm a little bit concerned about telling somebody they got to do something to somebody else's property. I mean, that's sort of running into that Melvin Joseph situation,
yep.
that concept that we've gone over from time to time. You know, and he does have private remedies. If he thinks somebody has essentially trespassed on his property, he can call the police. He's not going to interest the police in something like that. But he certainly has the right to you know, sue the lady for the cost to clear it if he can prove that she put it in there.
Right.
The other concern, I think, is enforcement. You know, if somebody, she goes in and starts picking some of that stuff out, it's going to be tough to say whether or not she's done an acceptable job or not. You know, is that, if she leaves half of a block in there, is that...
Sure.
Yeah, you know, and I can see it getting into that, you know, when you already got an argument between the two people. So I know she agreed to do some cleaning up, and, you know, and that's probably admirable and probably more than she really should have done. But if just I think including a stipulation that says you got to clean out the ditch, it might start just as many problems as it's going to finish.
I mean, Rick, I'm on the tax ditch too.
Yeah.
But this
no,
was
not enough. And that's what I'm saying. I'm on that. But on private ditches, when you start getting somebody in there and digging out, and you start dipping too deep, then this landowner is going to come back on her.
Sure. And if it doesn't drain properly,
and drain properly, yeah. You're going to cause them trouble, right. Telling them what to do. I don't agree with that.
Good. Yeah. Right.
I don't think that's right to tell them they got to do that on a private ditch.
I think it's one of those things where you might be better off just saying, look, it's a private matter. It's like a boundary line dispute. It's something, you know, we hear those, you know, a lot of people come in and object, and they say, well, they're, I don't agree with the boundary line, and that's not your call. But in all honesty, I just think you're potentially opening a can of worms if you start doing something like that. If the property line was to the center line of a ditch, you know, you got an argument. But.
Right?
But yeah, you're sort of telling this lady to go on private property and do something that
she gets hurt, or somebody gets hurt, or
yeah, that. Yeah, and there's problems in this one, I think.
And let them fight it out.
We're all got it.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to put it in there, but then let them take it from there. She's got remedy.
Mm-hmm. I think he bought the form of the ditch there. Way it sounds, but you can't tell somebody on a private ditch.
Yeah,
you go in and clean it out. I don't think.
Well, the only thing, and I looked at it. I don't know that he can clean it without going on her property then. So.
Well, and I thought, I didn't understand that the ditch was all on his property. From what I interpreted him saying was it was the center line was, or the line was in the center of the ditch.
Well, that's what I asked, because a lot of times they were done that way. A lot of times the ditches are dug right on the property line, and you know each side owns to the center line. But and that's the reason I asked him, and then I think Brent or somebody else asked him the same thing.
I think I asked
and
him.
And I think he said both times it's all on his property.
On his property.
Yeah. Yeah, more than sure he's had.
Because I asked if anybody bared expense of digging a ditch, if it split.
Well, Jeff, and what you just said, Jeff, I mean, if it's all on his property, he can come around from his own side to get to it, can he?
Well, I mean.
You saw it, I didn't.
Well, I'm assuming now, other than, you know, I didn't get out and walk and look for property markers, but I mean, when you look from the road through her lot, just as in those pictures, that stuff is on her side of the ditch.
So therefore,
so if it's on her property, then we should.
No, you just said that the whole ditch is
his property. Yeah, he said the whole ditch is on his property, though.
But if the edge of the property, if the property line runs on the edge of the ditch her side, then therefore he can't go onto her property to remove that debris.
And I don't know whether.
You don't know that.
I don't know exactly where the property line is. Maybe he could have been over.
So when we
need to back. He said he owned all three different sides, right?
Yeah.
Two sides and back. So I have to think that there's some way he can get into the ditch from his own property.
She probably pushed the stuff on his property.
He's been up, ain't he? We don't
know. We don't know where property lines at.
Why can't we leave it up, man? Both send in a survey and leave it up until they can send this hits up so he can establish it and then make a decision. Or is that too much?
I don't think you can make a decision on somebody like that, like Rick said.
We can leave it open until they can resolve.
Nah, you don't want to do that either.
I don't think she got to clean out another man that fits. She just bought it because the other guy had been there. How much stuff's that older gentleman put in his family?
She said that she did the demolition. Some of that stuff looks like it.
Yeah, it looked
good. That ditch is 6 foot. Well, he's talking the whole ditch is full, and it's a 6 foot high ditch, or 6 foot deep ditch. Good gosh, he don't have a foundation or chimney out of that older home. That's a mess of property line. I mean, a mess of fill, 6 foot high.
Well, I don't think the pictures support that. I mean, it was several clumps of it in there. And I don't think it was
junk along the edge.
Right, but is it all from what? Yeah.
But, I didn't get out.
Yeah, get that old fence and stole that barbed wire in, but on it to the left of it, mess of barbed wire fence up, but that was from the property. But ain't it did.
What you could do, Jim, and then, I mean, take the stuff on the side of the ditch, clean everything up on the side of it, not dipping it, just the stuff on the side. All of a sudden, she's got there to get off the side of the ditch, but inside the ditch, it's up to him.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be in favor of her going down in the ditch.
No.
Everything on there right now, on her property right now, you know, that she'll pull that all out and get it hauled away.
Which, I mean, if she's going to put a new home in there and put a deck on the back.
She's got to clean that up anyway to do that. Right?
I can't imagine she's going to want to leave that old building up either. So she's going to have. And she said she's cleaned a lot out. She said she had 12 dumpsters or so. I don't know if that's true or not.
True. I don't know either, but that's what she said.
But I think you can make. I think you can realistically make her clear debris up to the property line. But I think you run into potential problems telling her to go. You're telling her to trespass, really, and that's a potential.
Yeah, I could go along with that. She clear everything up to the property line.
So who's to determine where that property line is and if it's been cleared?
Are you going to make that a stipulation or a recommendation?
You said that it would be difficult for an inspector to determine if it's been properly cleaned.
Without the inspector knowing the markers, but there are some. This was done in 06, and there's some concrete monuments shown on there. I would think the inspector could run a line between those. They ought to be easy to find, shouldn't they?
Should be.
Oh, what we'd do, we'll make the homeowner locate them and string it.
Then go to take the problem. There we go.
On the.
I can go along with that.
We don't string it, we make them do it.
Does the ditch run just along the back, or does it go up just the back?
Just along
the
back.
It might come up the side, I'm not sure. The north side might come up.
Well, okay, I guess.
But mainly it's in the back.
Yeah, I guess as long as she can string those two points, then the inspector will be able to verify it.
Okay, well, I'll go along with that. She do it up to her property line, and you'll determine the lines, and not the ditch. I can go along with that. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Mr. Bells?
Fine.
Okay. Now, I'll entertain a motion to that effect, then. You make that into a motion?
I make a motion to approve case number 9631 with the...
Stipulation
that she, I guess the county can string she strings the line where her property line's at. And she cleans up to that, and the ditch is up to, we have no decision on the ditch.
It would be up to the owner. Okay, do I have a second that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we will approve case number 9631. With the following stipulation that the applicant clean up to the property, her property line, to the ditch. The line will be established.
She would have to string off her property line by the markers.
By the markers. Okay, everybody understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. opposed? Motion carried. Next is case number 9633 at County